Swinney, who has announced he is in the running for the role. He's vying to replace outgoing leader Humza Yousaf, who's stepping down after ending a power-sharing agreement with the Greens. In what could be his final First Minister's questions, he admitted he'd made mistakes.
I'm proud to have served my government, this government, my country, for 12 years on the front benches. Did I get everything right? Absolutely not. And that is very evident and very clear.
A man's been remanded in custody over a sword attack in northeast London. 36-year-old Marcus Monzo's appeared in court accused over Tuesday's rampage in Hainault. Our reporter Emma Birchley's at Westminster Magistrates.
The charges were outlined during this hearing, the most serious of those charges being the murder of a 14-year-old boy, Daniel Andurin, as he made his way to school.
He's also accused of attempted murder, GBH, aggravated burglary and possession of a bladed article. He's next due to appear at the Old Bailey. 711 migrants have been detected crossing the Channel, a new daily record for the year so far. Yesterday's figure is also the highest for 8 months. Santander says it's aware some customers are experiencing issues with the bank's online service. There have been over 2,000 reports on the website Down Detector, which tracks outages. Songs from Drake and Adele will be returning to TikTok within a fortnight, and Taylor Swift tracks are already available. A deal's been reached with Universal Music over royalties after the label withdrew millions of songs earlier this year. And there's another yellow weather warning for thunderstorms after last night's heavy rainfall and lightning in parts of southern England. The latest alert covers a band of the country from Wales across the Midlands and East Anglia and remains in force until midnight. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, this is our Keep It In The Family. Kicking off with this one.
I'll high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With this light brown derby and this bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten. Then I counted to ten again. Went the trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, 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 went the motor, bump, 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 went the brake, thump, 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 went my heartstrings, when he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the
day was bright, the air was sweet, the smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. It was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Clang, 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 went the trolley, clang, 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 went the trolley, with my heart.
Money.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound.
this horn that makes the world go round, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you can't find a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round, of that we both are sure on being poor.
Money, 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 money.
There's the first of our new features, and keep it in the family. Okay, did you know who that was? Well, I hope you did, because the first one that we heard was Judy Garland with the Trolley Song, and that comes from the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis. That starred Judy Garland, Margaret O'Brien, and it was directed by Vincenzo Minnelli, whom she later married. They actually met for the first time on set, and after they married, they had a daughter who was, of course, the wonderful Lisa with a Z, Minnelli, herself a formidable actress. And she another song from that particular film was something that went on to be played at on just about every Christmas album made by every crooner, and that was a song called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that also came from that film. Second track we heard there was Lisa Minnelli and Money, Money, Money. Lisa then rose to international stardom for her appearance as Sally Bowles in the 1972 film version of the Broadway musical Cabaret, and for that she won the Academy Award for the Best Actress in a Leading Role. So there's our first one of the series, and that's Mother and Daughter. And next week I think we're going to have a father and a son, so we'll wonder who that's going to be next week.
Fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA is fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I my cries. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am, I said.
That's the magnificent Neil Diamond, and I Am, I Said. That comes from an album called Done Too Soon, and that was released on March the 15th, 1971. Now, apparently it took Neil Diamond 4 months to compose this. It's one of his most intensely personal efforts, making reference to both Los Angeles and New York. Diamond told Mojo magazine in July 2008 that the song came from a time that he spent in therapy in Los Angeles. He said, and I quote, "It was consciously an attempt on my part to express what my dreams were about, what my aspirations were about, and what I was about. And without any question, it came from my sessions with the analyst." There we are. So a little bit of therapy can sometimes come out in all sorts of different weird ways. In this case, it came out in a hit record that reached number 4 in the UK charts. Now, I'm going to play a track now that whenever this came out, when it first did, it's one of these songs that used to make ladies go weak at the knees. Not many songs do that, but this one certainly did, and it's this.
Has come to a close, and I've had my last dance with you. Onto the empty streets we go, and it might be my last chance with you. So I might as well get it over. The things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. Pure magic, unlock yes, I agree. But then I've got to know. I'm not asking you to marry me, just a little love to show. Oh, I know I could make you happy, so the things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you'll love me. Your pure magic, unlock my chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so I say, strain, be mine, be mine.
That's Peter Skellern from 1972, an absolutely massive number one hit for him. He did like a brass band, did Peter. Now, he had a very varied career, writing songs for other musicians to perform, as well as TV theme tunes. And in 1981, he formed a group called Oasis. No, not that one. This was made up of an unlikely trio of Peter Skellern, Julian Lloyd Webber, and Mary Hopkin. And he also performed in cabaret with Richard Stilgo. Sadly, in October 2016, it was revealed that he had developed an inoperable brain tumour. And he also, we found out then that he had fulfilled a lifetime, a lifetime desire to be ordained in the Church of England. So under a special faculty from the Archbishop of Canterbury, he was ordained both as a deacon and a priest on the 16th of October 2016 by the Bishop of Truro. Sadly, he passed away 4 months later in February 2017. So that was Peter Skellern and You're a Lady.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, well, at least it's not too cold out there. It's about 20 degrees, but we are forecasted for heavy rain with a gentle breeze. The rain is due to kick in pretty soon, actually, and should probably go on right through until the evening. Tomorrow, Friday, is going to be 13 degrees with cloud and rain. So not brilliant weather for a bank holiday weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. But they'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't.
Different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
There's a couple with a bit of a country feel for you. Very nice too. Okay, now I want to tell you about a charity that quite possibly you know nothing about. Now, you may well remember, because it was a very big thing in the news, when a young lady was murdered while she was backpacking in her gap year in New Zealand in 2018. That was Grace Millane from Wickford. And the other day I had the great pleasure of meeting her cousin, Hannah O'Callaghan, OBE, who, following this tragic incident, decided that she wanted to do something to help women who were victims of domestic abuse, and sadly there are a lot. She started the Love Grace charity idea, and within that is the handbag appeal. It was set up by Grace's family and friends as a legacy in Grace Millane's name to help women that have been affected by domestic violence. Since Grace's death, they've been raising money for the White Ribbon charities here in the UK and in New Zealand. The charities educate at a grassroots level and raise awareness of male violence towards women. And they wanted to continue this legacy by providing practical support for women in need. So after seeing a social media post about filling a handbag to give a homeless woman, they decided on a similar idea. They work with their local women's refuge to create a list of items that would be suitable for their clients. They set off with an initial target of getting 50 handbags, but this has been surpassed thanks to people's generosity. And so far, over 20,000 handbags have now been distributed across the world. They go on to say that anyone forced to change their behaviour because they are frightened of their partner or ex-partner's reaction is experiencing abuse. Domestic abuse can happen to anyone regardless of age, background, gender, religion, sexuality or ethnicity. However, statistics do show that most domestic abuse is carried out by men and experienced by women. So, the handbags, what do you need to do if you would like to help? If you have a handbag that perhaps you've never used or has barely been used and is still in tip-top condition, all you need to do is pop some essentials in it, such as shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, shower gel, toothpaste and a toothbrush. All the basic stuff that a woman may have if she had been forced to leave her home or has got away from an abusive partner and has to seek refuge. As you're probably aware, they will often leave home with literally what they are standing up in and absolutely nothing to go about their normal day-to-day lives. Fortunately, there are organisations that take them in willingly and protect them, but they cannot be expected to provide everything immediately. So by filling these handbags and handing them into one of the many centres you can drop these into, it does give women that bit of independence, and straight away, when they've left their homes, they have something of their own and they can begin to rebuild their lives. So if you do have any handbags around, or if you're in town doing your shopping and you pop into a charity shop and there's a couple of nice handbags there that are going cheap, please just buy them. Pop some stuff into them, all your shampoo and conditioner, deodorants, that sort of stuff. And then if you go onto their website, if you just put in lovegrace.uk, that's one word, lovegrace.uk, and then that will tell you all of, and it will also give you the local drop-off points for these handbags. The nearest one here, I believe, is in Church Road, Billericay, in the Hemming stores, so you could go there. But if you have any doubts at all, just go onto their website and make some arrangements to get these handbags to them. Now, also, I'm very much hoping to have the New Zealand detective inspector, Scott Beard, who actually caught Grace's killer, over here in the summer, and to bring him into the studio, just to tell us a little bit about policing in New Zealand, perhaps how it differs to how we do things here in the UK, and a little bit of an insight into this tragic affair. He apparently has been absolutely brilliant and regularly travels over from New Zealand just to visit the family, which is quite an incredible thing for any police officer to do. So we really look forward to see if we can get him into the studio during the summer. And don't forget that Love Grace. Go onto the internet, have a look for it, and see if you can do something to help. Okay, in the meantime, we're going to go back a few years. And I'll tell you what, before we do that, let's play this one. I've often mentioned Peter Hunt on my shows, a singer who has been around for many, many years, since the 1960s, and he continues to perform around Essex, most recently at the Walton and Frinton Yacht Club last weekend, other venues that are including the Brough Bar in Walton, and a particular favourite, the Ship Inn at Great Holland. Going to play a song that he actually wrote for his daughter, who is now a brilliant professional dancer, and I'm sure she won't mind sharing her song. So here it is, it's called Emily, and we shall dedicate this to every Emily who may be listening today.
leave it till tomorrow. A new day wakes behind the moon. When that morning breaks in rosy tinted banners and sunbeams laddering the room, and I
backing vocals by Mickey Lyne. That's Essex own Peter Hunt and a fantastic track called Emily.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, we've got a bit going on. As usual, there is congestion around Wilson's Corner, more or less from any direction, whether you're coming up the High Street, coming down the 128, or if you're going along the Ongar Road towards Wilson's Corner. It is pretty congested, and of course it's going to get worse when the scores turn out. We know that always causes a little bit of chaos. If you're going anywhere near Hatch Road at Pilgrim's Hatch, there's no through traffic allowed due to water mains work on Hatch Road both ways between Alderson Close and Doddinghurst Road. Also, we have, hang on, we have temporary traffic signals and water main work on Byron Road and Kingsley Road, so if you can avoid that area. Now, the M25, one lane is closed and there are delays expected due to emergency repairs on the M25, both ways between Junction 27, the M11, Junction 6 and Junction 28, the A12, which is the Brook Street roundabout, of course. And also, you're going to expect problems because there is a lane closed on the entry ramp due to the long-term construction on the M25 at Junction 28, again at the Brook Street roundabout. The motorways, apart from that, don't seem to be any serious problems. So that's what we got for you traffic-wise.
Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember, too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to
That's Frank Ifield from 1964, and I Remember You. Frank was an Australian country singer and guitarist who likes to incorporate yodeling into his songs. He had a big hit with this song in 1964, as well as others, such as She Taught Me How to Yodel, remember that one? I'm Confessing That I Love You, that was a really big hit for him, and The Homesick Blues. In 1986, suffering from pneumonia, he had part of a lung removed, which affected his vocal cords, and he couldn't sing for quite a few years whilst he recovered. In 1989, he was inducted into the Australian Hall of Fame, and in 2009, he was presented with the Medal of the Order of Australia for services to the arts as an entertainer. He's still with us. He's now aged 87 and is living quite happily with his wife, Carol, in Australia. So there we are. That's I Remember You, and that's Frank Ifield from 1984. Let's have some adverts.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way I love you. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. Have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis I who love you.
What is it about Wales that just makes people sing so brilliantly? It's absolutely incredible. That, of course, was Dame Shirley Bassey, the girl from Cardiff Bay. And that song, the initial version, was actually Uno del Tanti, and that was performed by Joe Sentieri in 1961. The song was first recorded in English by Ben E. King in 1963 with new lyrics by the renowned Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Recorded by Shirley Bassey in that same year that it was written in 1965. And what a magnificent tune that is. Okay, got to carry on with something that fits into our category of You Heard It at the Festival. This is Label with Love, and you heard this at the Brentwood Festival here at the Brentwood Centre back in 2004.
Unscrews the top of her new whiskey bottle and shuffles about in her candlelit hovel like some kind of witch with blue fingers and mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she sickens. The black and white TV has long seen a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. Postman delivers the final reminders. She sells out for silver and poodles in China. Drinks to remember I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and knocks dust on the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. She moved to his prairie and married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. Became drinker and she became mother. She knew that one day she'd be one or the other. He ate himself old and drunk himself dizzy. Proud of her features, she kept herself pretty. Drinks to remember, I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. He, like a cowboy, died drunk in a slumber out on the porch in the middle of summer. She crossed the ocean back home to her family, but they had retired to roads of the sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations. Lived in a world full of age reservation. A moth-eaten armchairs, she'd say that she'd sod off the friends who had left her to drink from the bottle. Drinks to remember, I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. Drinks to remember, I, me and myself, winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love.
A squeeze and labeled with love.
Has been bottled.
And they performed that on July the 18th, 2004. Right here at the Brentwood Festival.
Labeled.
Okay, just about another 9 minutes or so of me to go today, and we're going to carry on with, I think we can only really call it, an absolute Beatles classic.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing at him behind his back.
Take away the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take away the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares,
rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. For I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar. When I take my sugar to tea.
That's Mr. Nat King Cole, When I Take My Sugar to Tea. And before that, of course, it was the Beatles and Penny Lane. Okay, well, I'm going to be leaving you very shortly. Just got time for a little bit more music before I go. Now, Joe will not be in today. Joe is having some very well-earned time off. So when I finish at 3 o'clock, I'm going to leave you with a couple of hours or 3 hours of the hit list and some great music to keep you company through till 6 o'clock. And I believe that then we're going to have Darren Mutu with... let me have a quick look at what he's going to be doing today. That is 98 Not Out with Darren Mutu. That's the latest local, national and international cricket news, interviews and features. So you've got that to look forward to at 6 p.m. today. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to play you out with my theme tune. And I, of course, will see you next week. Make sure you're here with me next Thursday, 1 p.m., for Phoenix FM's 1, 2, 3. I've thoroughly enjoyed today. Don't forget that charity that I told you about. We do need you all to get behind that and start collecting those handbags that you bought and loved at the time but never actually used. They can now go to a very, very good use. You just need to go online and look for Love Grace, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. Also, don't forget that photographic exhibition that is going on. And you can pop down and see that exhibition at the Bardswell Social Club from the 2nd of May until the 30th of June. And that's being staged by the Brentwood and District Photographic Club. That's just about it for me. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.